Hey.
Hey, is Kate available?
This is he.
Hey, Kate, my name's Sam. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, I'm in the underwriting department. Your file actually just got sent over to us. Wanted to give you a call, a little quality control here to make sure we're all on the same page. Did you have a couple of minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So it looks like you've been working with, is it Jeremiah?
With Jeremiah, yeah.
Jeremiah, okay. All right. I'm pulling his notes up right now. All right. So I have the business. The name is Country Seafood. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So forgive me if I'm a little repetitive here. I'm just going to be confirming, what we have here just to make sure everything's in line. So it might be a little
Yeah.
repetitive, but bear with me here. Now, how long have you been in business?
20 years.
20 years. Okay. All right. And
Yeah,
you
it's
are.
20 years this year.
Oh, nice. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Now, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I
Excellent.
am married, but I mean, I don't normally. I've done these spots alone, just me. But if you need to,
Okay.
sister has, because she's spouse, but it's not an LLC or nothing. It's just a sole proprietorship. So,
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're gonna be fine with that. We're gonna be fine with that.
I
Now,
don't know.
as far as so, it looks like I have the 2014 tax return here, and then you
Yes.
filed an extension for 15, right?
Yeah,
Okay,
that's
perfect.
in the process of being made.
Okay. Do you have
Not done.
do you know what you did for your gross annual sales for 2015?
Yes, $197,000.
$197.
15
Okay.
was more of a normal year. 14 was a little slow. We had trouble getting the product we needed. 13 was even better. If you need my 13 return, I can get that to you
I
pretty
should be
rough.
good on it. I should be good, just knowing that we got 197 for 15 helps me out a whole lot.
Yes,
Do you
sir.
know what you were tracking to do for 2016?
Oh, my goal is 200, 250.
200, 250. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I
I
gotcha.
can get back to that 2013 level.
Nice, nice. Yeah, well, hopefully we can help you get there too. Now, I'm looking at Jeremiah's notes here. It says that we are shooting to get about 30,000. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And could you give me, there are some notes here, but could you give me a rundown of what you're looking to use that for?
Yes. First of all, main thing is to buy inventory. Okay, that's a
Okay.
seasonal fish perishable bait that we use. Okay,
I
we
gotcha.
don't carry over or anything. We just start off with fresh bait that I in turn actually put on books for a short period of time, about a 7 day rollover, but still. As soon as I get paid, well, I like to buy fish to put back on the books,
Sure.
So we were looking at around 15 for that. That's what I normally borrow for that. And
Okay.
we also like to always have a little growing pains. I would like to get another freezer that I spoke to Jeremiah about. And forklift is on its last leg. We're looking to get a forklift also.
Oh,
But
okay.
nothing brand new, because this is, we're talking a lot of money to somebody that's
Sure.
brand new.
Sure.
And it's a seasonal business. I mean, I really use this kind of equipment real hard for intensely 90 days out of the year. But we're in operation about 5 to 6 months. Okay.
Okay.
There's auctions around here. There's eBay. I can find what I need on there. And, Jeremiah suggested to do two separate loans, I guess. One for inventory and one for equipment. And I guess his thinking is, well, maybe we can do your inventory, we can't do the equipment or something. So let's just bring two different proposals to the board, I guess is his thinking. But
Sure,
that in a
yeah.
nutshell is what we're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Jeremiah gave you some good pointers there. Just because, if you're able to finance the equipment separately, we're able to give you kind of longer terms and monthly payments on it.
Yeah.
So it's a little more. Yeah, yeah, exactly that. It's a little more manageable. And I know you're looking for some used equipment. A lot of times it can be challenging to get that finance, but it is something that we can do. So I think probably it is the best path forward is to try to separate these, do one the traditional equipment way and then do the other, getting you the cash that you need for the inventory. Now, as far as a time frame goes for all of this, how soon were you looking to get it all in place? I know you're seasonal, so time is probably an issue here. Give me an idea of what you're looking at.
Yes, I'm running a little late, and I was trying to get my, like I explained to Jeremiah, my daughter works for a CPA firm, and they do my books, and naturally that is the last one to get things done here. So I'm promised next week or so, but I've been being promised this, and that's why I've been waiting. And I thought, I can't wait no longer. I got to move forward. It's done.
I got you.
So,
I got you.
Yeah, I'd like to complete that before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. So are you still in the process of trying to find the actual equipment? Just kind of like going to auctions, stuff like that, see if it pops up, and if it's there, you want to grab it. Is that the case?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's out there. Even not auction. There's like eBay.
Oh yeah, sure.
I don't know how to explain it, but on eBay, it's actually there's items out there that are auction items,
Yeah.
And then there's a closing date, and if it meets the reserve of the owner or whatever, you can get it. There's eBay, I get some little magazines of trucking equipment, Use 18-wheelers, but use reefer units. And that's what I was telling Jeremiah. That part there, I know it's used. That's not the issue. This 18-wheeler, used 18-wheeler reefer trailer. I don't need no truck. I'm going to be mobile. I cut the axles off and I drop them down. I don't have a truck like that. That's what I operate out of, okay?
Okay.
But they have units on them. But you get them kind of cheap on eBay. You get them, matter of fact, I told them around 12 or 15. It's like, Actually, I saw one for $5.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Now, the unit's probably not working anymore. Okay, that's why it's so cheap. But if the trailer itself is good and the doors are good and the floor's not broken and you can run a forklift in there, well, that's where we get new equipment. We put a new unit on there. And these babies cost at least $15,000. I priced one already with a company out of New Jersey, Bush Refrigeration. And they sell brand new equipment, and, they got leasing terms and stuff, too, if, you need to. It's probably set you up with guys like you, to do it.
Yeah, sure, thing. Sure.
But, still we'd need to get one of those units down here and get the axles cut, set it, and then get a new unit on it. It's like having a cooler. Because you build a freezer from scratch, you're talking about very little freezer space for a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, a $100,000 freezer probably wouldn't double my capacity that I have now. Jeremiah agreed with me. It's just not feasible for a seasonal business. If we did this all year, that'd be one thing.
Yeah, maybe so. That would be,
I'll never
absolutely.
Pay for it, put it like that. It takes forever to feed. Not worth it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I definitely think, it might benefit you to try to go about these separately. I think a good strategy though.
And depending on how I rate or how, we can finance, it's all good. Go get a new forklift.
Yeah.
What it'll cost you a month. Well, all right. Okay, we'll go get a deal.
Okay.
If that promotes the loan better,
We
may do that. I think you can get something that's, I don't need nothing big. Again, only using 90 days out of the year. I think there's something around 15 to 20 you can get you on that.
We're working for
$1,500, and I bought it 3 years ago. And it's knock on wood. It's still rolling.
Nice. Well, it sounds like we're working with a pretty wide range. You seem pretty flexible on what your options are. So I think what we should do here is go ahead. Let's move. I'm going to go ahead and move forward and get you approved to see how much cash we can get you approved for, because I think the amount that we can get you approved for is going to dictate sort of what our options are moving forward. So, I mean, who knows? Yeah. We might be able to get you approved for the full amount and just do this all in one easy swoop, let you go shopping with the cash, right? If that's not an option, we can get you the cash that you need for the inventory and then go about getting the equipment separately. But right now, let's work on getting that approval for the cash to see exactly what we're working with. So, I have the notes here say that we're looking for about $30,000. It sounds like we might be working with a window of something between $15,000 and $30,000. So if the approval comes at $15,000, you know, it's not the end of the world. We're still in business. Exactly that. Yeah. We'll get you the inventory. Okay. Okay. So we're on the same page with that. We're on the same page. All right. Now,
that's correct.
Another question.
It has a lot to do with what money we can get.
Yeah. Okay. Now, another question I have for you is, have you looked for this financing yet? Have you gone to your bank? Have you looked for any other lenders? What kind of feedback have you been getting?
But like I told Jeremiah, I've been 20 years doing this, 20 years using my bank. And for 20 years, I can go walk in there and get a signature loan for $10,000.
Okay.
Paid in 6 months, been doing this. You can look at the bank statements and you'll see that $10,000 deposit, I think last October 15th. Then you'll see where it gets paid in like May, I think.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we do that.
All right, so yeah, you have pretty reliable access to about $10,000.
However, like I told Jeremiah, banks today, I mean, that's what y'all are in business for. Conventional banks today, they don't lend no more money. I mean, $10,005, well, I gotta give them my firstborn and my it's just, I mean, screw it, and people I don't even know lend me money. You know, it's.
No, yeah, I know the situation.
That's the reasoning there.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, yeah, so I see we want to move forward pretty much as soon as possible. We're working on a window of between 15
and 30. Excuse me 30. One second, please. Excuse me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries. And actually, Kate, I think I'm just about at the point where that's all the information that I need. I think I just wanted to get an idea of what we wanted to shoot for here. I'm going to shoot for the 30. If I don't get it and I have something that's above 15, it seems like that might make sense. So we'll go forward with that. But where we are in the process is you just got sent over to underwriting. So I'm going to give the green light to go ahead for the approval. We should have an answer for you either tomorrow or Thursday at the latest, and what I'll do is I'll have Jeremiah go ahead and give you a call and walk you through everything at that point.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the time, Kate. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Have a good one, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.